Live, the live Sunday anarchist edition. Oh, yes, they happen every once in a while.
It feels so good to be free.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
No hierarchies here, though this is called the first chair that I'm sitting in. But anyway, you are joined tonight by Brian.
We don't call it that, or we don't have to call it that.
No, we don't have to.
We don't have to participate in that system that we don't.
That's right.
Right.
Down with everything. I
don't smash the patriarchy.
And of course that is the lovely and hyper-intelligent Dr. Stephanie Murphy on the other microphone here.
Hi, Brian.
So, and you are, boy, you are so busy outside of Pre-Talk
Live. I prefer to call it prolific.
Yeah. I don't like the word busy either. Let me tell you why. Because busy, I think, infers that what the other person is doing that you're talking to, that you just use the word with, what they're doing isn't important. I think it just kind of says that. When you say, well, I'm busy, meaning that what they're doing just like does not scale.
Oh, you're not a high priority for me. Right?
Yeah, something like that, which, I mean, it's okay. We can't, you know, our attention span is limited. It is scarce. It is one of the truly scarce things in the universe. But, it can come off as rude, I think, and we don't realize it. Or it can really make a statement that we don't recognize that it normally does.
Hmm. Well, now we're really picking apart that word.
That's true.
But the word busy doesn't necessarily mean productive or engaged or connected or anything like that. It
right.
just means that you're occupied, right?
Yeah. But it gets used as a point of pride, and, you know, maybe it shouldn't be. So, but anyway.
There's that meme that says, stop the glorification of busy.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But if you're not busy, you can call in 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Also, we have Skype, and you will just have to send a contact request to LRN.FM, that's our Skype handle, and we can get you on Skype. Also, I recommend when you contact Skype, I usually talk to the Skype caller via the chat window. And Skype, I think by default, doesn't open the chat window. So it might help to have that open, but either way, you're going to get on. We don't really do a whole bunch in the way of call screening here. But we've got someone on the line on Skype. We've actually got Dave in Youngstown. And, Dave, are you with us?
I'm here.
Excellent. What would you like to talk about, Dave?
Well, you know, I just heard Basin call in. It just comes to my head. And I just got in yesterday.
Dave, you're breaking up on Skype. Usually Skype sounds really, really good, but it's breaking up. And I think I just heard him say he got here yesterday. Is that right, Dave?
That's correct.
Excellent.
Wait, you're saying that you got to New Hampshire yesterday, too?
Yep.
Wow, everybody's here.
Oh, this is great.
Dave's all here. They're all moving in.
I love it.
Cool,
wow,
welcome.
Congratulations, Dave.
Yeah, welcome to New Hampshire.
It was suggested that maybe all these people...
Dave? I'm going to have to... Yeah, we're having some trouble. It might be our end.
New Hampshire is not known for its internet.
This is true. New Hampshire is, unless you have like Sprint or something, New Hampshire, which, you know, I mean, you're tethering off your phone. New Hampshire is not known for its great internet.
Brian, did you start that conversation about the word busy because you were going to say you were going to plug my podcast or something?
I skipped right by that. I was
wondering why you brought that up. It's okay.
Yes. So you're on Let's Talk Bitcoin.
Yes.
We also have another podcast, Sex and Science Hour.
Yeah, we just started that. It's on the Let's Talk Bitcoin Network.
And Let's Talk Bitcoin, I mean, this is really an elite podcast. I think that's safe to say.
It's become very popular, that's for sure. I mean, we get, lots of thousands of downloads on each show. We've been around since last April, and Let's Talk Bitcoin is a twice-weekly show about Bitcoin and what's happening in the cryptocurrency world. And, you know, I'll be honest with the listeners of this show, if you're not familiar with Bitcoin at all, or you just maybe barely know what it is, it's probably not the most straightforward show. You know, it's kind of at an intermediate to advanced level of Bitcoin users. But we do have, you know, if you start at the beginning of the podcast feed or if you listen to some of the episodes about Bitcoin for new users, that can help you get sort of caught up with the basics if that's something you're into.
Yeah, you're about 90 episodes in. And, you know, this is a show, in my opinion, I'm being straight up here. I'm not just saying this because you're my girlfriend. but it's a show where from the first episode on, like, it's worth, even though it's been around for a few months, it's worth listening to every single one. There's so much to learn, and there's such an interesting progression to follow that's been happening in the Bitcoin, in the cryptocurrency world, really, in general. Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency, and I think it's maybe it might behoove us to use that term more.
Mm. Yeah, well, great partners there. Adam B. Levine, he's the editor-in-chief, and Andreas Antonopoulos is the other co-host, and he's become very well-known in the Bitcoin space. So it's at letstalkbitcoin.com, and they also have a blog and a network of other podcasts there, in addition to the main Let's Talk Bitcoin podcast.
Yeah, I love it. And I mean, now it's grown into a whole network. And like I said, we both have our own show on there, the Sex and Science Hour.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit, I mean, you know, Brian, you and I are on Free Talk Live together. It's getting a little confusing because people hear us together. Like, people will meet us at the Texas Bitcoin Conference last week that we just got back from.
Right.
And they would say, "Oh, I love your podcast." And we'd have to say, "Well, which one?"
I feel bad asking that.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
And then, like, sometimes they feel bad because they don't know that we have other podcasts.
Yeah.
But you and I are on Free Talk Live together. We're on Sex and Science Hour, which is part of the Let's Talk Bitcoin network. I'm on Let's Talk Bitcoin. You have your own podcast called Sovereign Tech,
right,
which is a technology podcast. And I sometimes appear on it. So it's all, there's
pretty
a lot
often
of different shows. We
right
make too much content.
Yeah, there's a lot to go around.
Yeah.
Maybe we should create the Brian and Stephanie network or something.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, it's been getting ridiculous for me. I used to do, I used to be quite actively doing, I had another podcast called Pork Therapy. That is like, it's still around. It's just, I haven't updated it too much lately because I've been so busy doing other podcasts. But eventually I'm just going to consolidate everything that I do under like a personal kind of website so people can find all my stuff in one place. I think that's the best solution.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Using a page like about.me or something is a good place to start with something like that. I think if anyone else were interested in doing so. But, you know, I wanted to talk. I kind of teased the story earlier. I got a couple stories I want to talk about. One of them has to do with fast food. The other has to do with something that's airing tonight. And I don't know if our listener numbers are going to be down because of it, but I guess the show Cosmos, I'll call it a remake. I use that term very loosely. The remake of Cosmos, which is was a phenomenal documentary miniseries from the 1980s that Carl Sagan did, and they did a remake of it. And I might want to talk about that a little bit later too. But fast food.
Wait, you mean a hipster is going to talk about how the new remake is not as good as the original?
You got me. Caught me red-handed.
All right, well, maybe we'll hear a little more about that. But we did tease this food article. You want to get into that?
Yes, I am interested to hear. What is this fast food business about?
Okay, so this is from the Huffington Post. And apparently somebody posted on Reddit asking a query to fast food workers, which items should we not order at your restaurant and why? And there were some interesting responses to that Reddit post.
Oh, boy.
Now, I mean, it's kind of funny, too, that Huffington Post is getting their content from Reddit. I mean, that's really...
You can't
think of anything to write an actual original article about. You got to pull your content from Reddit.
Yeah, it shows where the real content comes from.
Exactly.
Yeah, this kind of thing happens a lot where, like, people will claim, and it's true, in my opinion, that, you know, what you see on Facebook today was on 4chan 3 weeks ago, you know, things like that. And
right.
And certainly, I mean, this occurs with a lot of things where a lot of these still... I mean, and Huffington Post is... I mean, it's pretty mainstream as far as online. Like, it's a big deal online. So you could call it mainstream media, I think. That's pretty fair. And, yeah, that's interesting. They're grabbing it from Reddit, you know.
Yeah, you have a thing, Brian, where you you get really annoyed when companies want you to do their advertising for them unpaid.
For free, yeah.
And like, actually, to tweet about them or whatever, or do they, you know, wear their T-shirt that has the company name on it or whatever, right?
Yeah, well, actually, if they gave you a T-shirt, that...
Then
that
they're at least
be so
giving
bad.
You
at
something.
At least they're giving you something for doing it. But, yeah, you know, like with Huffington Post, I mean, here they're essentially getting a story from, you know, people's free experiences. I do find that a bit annoying. At least give everybody on the Reddit page, hey, maybe we could send you some Bitcoin or something. You know, that's easy enough to do on Reddit especially.
Well, after you hear these tips about what happens to the hot dogs at baseball games and the McCafe at McDonald's, you may want to thank someone for saving you some trouble and some stomach aches.
Here we go. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. The live Sunday Anarchist Edition. Oh yes, even though we do this 7 nights a week, 3 hours a night, 365 days a year, every once in a while, you get it where it is just Brian Sovereign and
Stephanie Murphy
to comprise the anarchists in the room.
That is a loose use of the term we, because Free Talk Live is on 7 nights a week, but you and I are only here on Sundays, right?
Exactly. So, but we great hosts all week long, all the time. And of course, Mark will be back. If you miss Mark, I miss Mark.
I miss Mark too.
Yeah.
We just saw him last week, but really we can't really live without him for too long.
But no. But Mark will be back, this week. Don't worry. Stephanie, did you have a message for us?
I did. Well, maybe we can both talk about that, because there's something that's really cool that I want to let the audience know about. Squarespace Commerce. Have you heard of this?
Squarespace Commerce.
Yeah, this is a new thing. It's currently available in the U.S., the U.K., Canada, Australia, Belgium, France, Germany, Ireland, the Netherlands, and Spain. And the Squarespace e-commerce system works on every type of Squarespace template design. So what this means is you can build a store with Squarespace, which is, if you haven't heard of Squarespace, it's a company that lets you easily build websites. And
this is, in my opinion, like the premier hosting and web design company.
Yep. If you want an easy way to create a gorgeous, elegant website that works, none of this messing with different plugins and trying to figure out which plugins you actually need, like another type of major website building platform that will remain unnameless. You probably know what I'm talking about. If you want something that's easy and convenient and works and looks good, choose Squarespace. Now, what Squarespace Commerce does is you can sell any type of product using a single interface. If you have something digital that you're selling, like an ebook or a course download or something like that, digital goods are delivered via customized email links that expire 24 hours from delivery. So they take care of all of that stuff for you, which is really cool because, you know, a lot of people now are interested in working for themselves.
Yeah.
And having an online business is the way to do it.
Oh, absolutely.
But it can be intimidating to try to build an e-commerce site from scratch.
Yeah, I mean, or even just to learn HTML, because you don't need HTML. You don't need to know HTML to use
Squarespace.
No,
you don't. All you need to know is how to basically write website copy. Yeah. Or you could have someone else even do that for you, right?
Exactly. So, you know, you can just, you know, you have your business idea. You can just go to Squarespace and just everything's there ready for you. Even the e-commerce end of it, the whole business.
Yeah, they have an order management interface that lets you see all of your outstanding orders and track them and, do everything you need to manage your customers' orders. It has an express checkout mode for your customers. Just really professional looking website that people will be comfortable buying from. They've also got something that's really cool. It has a 30-second merchant sign up with Stripe, which Stripe is a company that allows you to accept credit card payments online without having to go through what all these huge companies go through with SSL certificates and PKI compliance.
Right.
They take care of that for you, so you don't need lawyers. You don't need to be a huge company. This is lowering the barrier to entry to people who have small online businesses that they're just starting, and you can sign up for it in 30 seconds and be accepting credit card payments online. So where do you find out about this? You go to simply go to squarespace.com, right? And
if you use the code FTL3, you'll get a 10% discount.
Thank you. I was trying to remember what the code was, but yeah, it's going to be FTL3 for your discount code. I think it's $8 a month, something like that.
Yeah, there's
before the discount.
Yeah, whatever package you go with, the unlimited annual package is really a great deal, but you'll get 10% off whichever one you decide to go with.
Absolutely. So we here at Free Talk Live recommend Squarespace. We've had some friends of the show who have had some beautiful e-commerce websites that they've built with Squarespace, and I think they've been really happy with it. So one more time, squarespace.com and coupon code FTL3.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead to toll-free call-in line from ProXPN, 855-450-3733. Let's get right to your calls. Phones are loading up. We have Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
What would you like to talk about, Dennis?
Greetings, fellow anarchists. So, look,
Right on, Dennis.
I have to defend New Hampshire. I heard you guys say that New Hampshire is not known for its internet, and I have to take exception to that. I don't know, like, what part of the northern woods or something you might be in to have bad internet. The entire time I've been in New Hampshire, I live on the internet, I work on the internet, I make my living on computers that are thousands of miles away from me. And I would literally not be able to pay my bills if I could not connect to the internet reliably and quickly. And I've lived in Nashua, I've lived in Concord, and now I live in a tiny little town called Kentucook. I am
not going to repeat that name.
It's like Kentucky.
It's started by farmers, and I'm getting 8 megabytes down, 6 megabytes up. So I'm happy. I'm great.
Well, that's great to hear, Dennis. And, you know, you're right. I don't want to give people the impression that New Hampshire is some backwater place. The backstory to this is that, okay, Brian and I live together, and we live on the New Hampshire-Vermont border, like very, very close to the border. And just, you know, probably a few hundred feet from where we live. And maybe even the fiber is running underneath our house. I don't know. there is the availability of gigabit internet.
Yeah,
right?
Gigabit internet's available in Vermont.
But we can't get it because we live in New Hampshire and not in Vermont.
Yeah.
So we're mad about that.
Yes, we have Comcast and they're
and
just...
And we're not happy with
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that's the little pocket that
yeah,
we live
and
in.
Yeah, and I think the rest of the backstory comes from a lot of people complain about the internet at Porkfest, but that is getting significantly better every year.
Oh, yeah.
Porkfest is literally in the middle of the woods at a campsite.
Exactly.
That's pretty first
it.
World problems, Dennis.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm glad to hear that, Dennis, that it actually does work very well.
You know, I have a question I want to ask you, Dennis. A lot of people call into this show, and I hear a lot of questions online about, hey, I'm a person who works in IT or tech or sort of the tech field or industry. What is the job situation like in New Hampshire? How can I get a job or how can I be a contractor or work from home and make a living? Can you speak to that at all?
Yeah. freestateproject.org/jobs. I can't believe more people don't just look at that clear and obvious site. There's a giant tech corridor that goes from Nashua up through Manchester, and there's all these big tech companies. There's Oracle, there's BAE Systems, there's Autodesk. There's just a whole bunch of tech giants and small tech startups and, you know, KBase. There's all these tech companies, so... You know, and a lot of us that move for the Free State Project, now, you guys, you're new movers as far as I'm concerned. You guys just got here because I got here way long ago. I was way early.
And when did you get here? When did you get here?
2004, I believe. Five.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was 2006, but Brian
you're
was...
New. You're new.
Yeah, I'm real new.
I'm new.
Right. No, but a lot of us early movers were tech people because we could move. You know, if you work on the internet... And, you know, it doesn't really matter where you are, then you live in New Hampshire because no state income tax, baby.
Right on,
exactly.
Dennis. Thank you so much for your call, your thoughts. Absolutely. We just heard from two new movers tonight. You know, who knows how many more happen every day that don't call in. The jobs are here. And, you know, there was just an article, the next Silicon Valley. Where is it going to be? It's because it's going to be based around Bitcoin. My money's on New Hampshire. Get up here. Free Talk Live.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your doors are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door, now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with the Door Sentinel. Go to MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com and enter coupon code SAFE for 15% off of your order. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday anarchist edition. Oh, yes, that's what it is. And you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And, boy, we've been talking about all kinds of things tonight. Of course, that is the point of Free Talk Live, is you can talk about whatever you want. Call in with your thoughts. We've got some calls to get to here in just a moment. You can get in touch with us, 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Also, you can get in touch with us through Skype. LRN.FM is our handle. You can call in and we'll get you on. But what is ProXPN that I just mentioned? I know, you might think it sounds strange, but it really doesn't. It makes a whole ton of sense. ProXPN is a VPN service. What is a VPN? A VPN is a virtual private network. And if you care about your privacy, this is something you need, something you want. A VPN essentially encrypts everything you do, and if it's a good VPN, it won't keep logs of the fact. Okay, ProXPN isn't going to keep logs. You want a company that's going to stand up for your rights, and believe me, ProXPN, I know for a fact, is going to stand up for your rights. When the guys in suits and guns show up, they're going to say, take a hike.
They are one of the few who doesn't keep logs.
That's
which,
right.
You know, if a VPN keeps logs of what you're doing, that's almost as bad as just, you know, leaving it, not using a VPN, right?
Sure.
Because there is a record of where you've been. And
sure,
you might get extra scrutiny because you're using a VPN.
But sure,
ProXPN is really has your privacy in mind.
Yeah, and they're not based in the U.S., and often when you use the digital services, this isn't true for all, but for many digital services, it's a good idea, I think, with a VPN, it's a good idea to not be based in the United States. That way, you know, they don't fall under the NSA's, you know, laws. It doesn't mean their purview doesn't try and get out there, but that's why you're using a VPN, to thwart these bad actors. Okay? And you can use it all the time. It uses OpenVPN, which is the Bitcoin standard in my, I like to say that instead of gold, but the Bitcoin standard in VPN services. Okay?
Because I like it's that. Been the checked Bitcoin by the geeks. Standard.
That's right. So check them out.
Open source and verified.
Yeah, open source, verified, secure, the whole business. It's really great. And this works on anything. It works on your smartphone. It works on your tablet. It works on even Linux. Okay, Windows, Mac, you take your pick. There's an easy app install for all those. Linux is a little bit different. It's not an app install, but that's because Linux is ready to go for security. So check it out, proxvpn.com/FTL. Use the code FTL20. You get 20% off the lifetime of the account. And also, if you use Bitcoin, you can get an even greater discount. So do check them out, proxpn.com.
I just saw a happy customer for XPN posting on the Free Talk Live Facebook page that we shared a little earlier.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, absolutely.
Saying it works like a charm.
Yes, it does. I love ProXPN. Definitely recommend them.
Yeah, I do love ProXPN.
So let's go to Skype. We've got Christian on the line. Christian, are you with us?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. I love Skype.
Hey, Christian. All of our friends are calling in tonight.
Yeah.
So nice to hear from you.
Hey, guys. And I've got Diana over here as well.
Hi, Diana.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, we got a double call in. I love
it. Wow, this is great.
Yeah. Is this a first? I've never heard a double caller. But
I don't know if I've seen it tried, but I don't think it ever worked.
Great. The audio quality is really good.
Yeah. So, Christian, what was on your mind?
I wanted to talk to all the liberty lovers out there who listen to the show, right? And, you know, you guys are talking about Bitcoin. I don't think we can emphasize enough how much of a revolution all of these distributed technologies are. You look at Bitcoin, it's replacing money, right? So, you know, there's nothing more fundamental in how we can liberate ourselves than actually using money that is not tied to governments out there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you don't have to be a big techie to use bitcoins. It's scary at first when you don't know it, but look it up. Find a way, even if you're not, you know, a big techno guru or whatever, right? Just get yourself familiar with these technologies.
Yeah, it's worth
something else
learning
that's
about.
Just now, also, you look at Michael W. Dean's Meowbit. You know, you go
Meowbit. Right now, this is an app essentially for Windows. Right now, I'm sure it'll come out for other things that
yeah,
let you get to .bits, which is based on Namecoin.
.bit web addresses, and
right.
So we should explain
instead of .com is .bit.
Mm-hmm. And Namecoin is
the great thing about .bit is just like there's no central authority for bitcoins, there's no central authority for .bit, right? Otherwise, you've got the ICANN that can regulate all the .com and .orgs and all these other things. .bit is the Bitcoin of websites, and you can't take it down. And
right.
That's amazing. That is awesome.
I agree.
And this not only resists censorship by governments, and when governments seize domains, people probably don't realize this, but they do it with no due process. It's just like they see a website that they don't like, and they say, oh, we'll take that, and then the ICANN hands it over to them. Michael W. Dean likes to say, you should call the ICANN, ICANN take your website, because that's what they can do. And it is a centralized entity where in the past people registered web domains that way. But we can do better than that, because now we have a tool for a decentralized DNS registry, and that's Namecoin. So,
and I encourage everybody, play with those. Go online, go to Meowbit, go to, Overstock.com. Diana, what did you buy on Overstock yesterday?
I bought cat food.
That's awesome.
Cool. I didn't even know they had that.
Store.
That's right. Bitcoin can get you anything.
Cat food with Bitcoin.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Wow, that's one lucky cat.
Yeah, you know, there's lots of these. I mean, and it's getting into the business space. It's in the monetary space. It's in the, you know, the internet, control of the internet space, or, you know, eliminating control of the internet, which is good. And it's getting into even the stock space with things like BitShares. This is really exciting. We saw a lot of them at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. I am a huge fan of what they're doing.
What is BitShares doing?
Yeah. Christian, have you checked them out?
I am planning to start a business based on open transactions and BitShare. I'm working on my business plan right now.
Wow.
And yeah, again, this is part of the revolution. There's the Free State Project is probably the most important thing. The second most important thing is all of these things, because they're going to take over not just money, not just the internet, but commerce in general with open transaction, Ethereum, BitShares. Those are amazing technologies that are going to set us free.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that, Christian.
We should just explain to the audience, who probably is not familiar with the concept of something like BitShares or open transactions, what those are.
Okay.
BitShares basically is a Bitcoin-like technology. It's based on a blockchain, which is a public consensus-based distributed ledger. And they say they're aiming to do to shares or stocks what Bitcoin did to money. So they're decentralizing that whole process.
Right, and they're essentially letting you create a company based upon a blockchain. Now, I know that sounds really far out.
A decentralized company, so it doesn't have an office with a CEO and all the employees.
Right.
This happens entirely on the internet, and it's mostly automated process.
Yeah, and if you want to learn a little bit more about that, you can actually sovereigntech.com, sovryntech.com. The last episode I did was actually an interview with Brian Page, who is the chief evangelist at BitShares, and it can explain a lot of this a lot better. About an hour-long interview, and if you really want to, I mean, this is amazing. Like Christian, like you said, you're starting your own business with this stuff. I mean, that's how powerful it is. It's amazing.
And I listened to that interview of yours, and it is also very powerful and amazing. I recommend that, too.
Fantastic.
I listened to it, too, and I'm the one that turned Christian on to BitShares, just saying.
Well, you should get credit for that.
Right on. Diana and Christian, thank you so much for your thoughts. Fantastic. It is exciting what's happening. People are just totally circumventing everything the government does and just saying, finally, people are just saying, you know what? I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you make your laws. We'll just work around them. We'll literally just skirt around them. We don't care anymore.
What Napster and torrenting did to the music industry, Bitcoin is doing that to money, and technologies like BitShares are going to do that to investing in stocks.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we've got more calls on the line. Of course, you can call in 855-450-3733 or on Skype at lrn.fm. But let's go to William. William, are you with us?
Yes.
What would you like to talk about, William?
I had a few things, but it spun over to the cryptocurrency universe, and I'd like to drop 2 cents in the bucket, if you don't mind.
Sure. Why don't you hold the line, William, and we will bring you right back to talk about that. I think everybody's kind of got an opinion on the cryptocurrency thing. And, of course, you can share yours, 855-450-3733. Do you love BitShares? I know I do. Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. Yes, it is radio. Live on a Sunday night. You can't beat it. I mean, who else is doing that?
We even have a cam, so if you want to turn it into a TV show, go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can watch us, creep on us, and not that I'm inviting creepers, but I'm just saying it's possible, and you can also chat with other Free Talk Live listeners in the chat room at cam.freetalklive.com.
Fantastic. And I'll try and do something interesting on the cam. I don't know
always interesting.
I try to do something, you know, rather fascinating for the camera, but well, anyway, I might have just done something. So
if you were tuned in at cam.freetalklive.com, you would have seen it.
That's right. Let's go ahead. We've got quite a few calls on the line here. Of course, you can call in 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XBN toll-free call-in line. But let's go back to William. I think he wanted to talk about cryptocurrencies. William, are you with us?
Indeed.
Fantastic. So what are your thoughts?
My thoughts on the cryptocurrency thing? Well, I think first of all, the big thing is that there's really no such thing, you guys touched on this earlier, that Bitcoin is one of many cryptocurrencies. Really, right. There's no such thing as this Bitcoin. This idea of a coin, this need for tangibility that you have to have something to hold on to, it steers away from the point that really differentiates the cryptocurrencies from traditional currencies. Now, when you talk about currencies, there's a base, right? You either have a goods base, like the shells you were mentioning, or gold, silver, tobacco.
Right.
My shoes, my shoelaces, things, right? Things can be currency. When I was a kid, we used to bet bottle caps on the playground, right?
Sure. Right, pogs.
These things can be, yeah, all these things can be, but they are goods-based. Now, we all, of course, are very much familiar with the government-based fiat currency, but there's multiple kinds of fiat, right? Like, I could have monopoly money, that's fiat.
Right.
That's not the same thing as government money. Those have a different base. So you could say that one has the base as a promise of favor or a promise of services in the future, right? That would still be a fiat, right? That would literally be from nothing. I'm saying in the future I'm going to do this. That's not a goods-based currency.
I thought the word fiat meant decree or by decree or something.
Well, I thought it was literally of nothing. So I guess by that truth right there, whether you're right about that or I'm right about that, there's a difference between from nothing and from decree. And getting to the point of cryptocurrencies, these are a service currency. And frankly, I haven't heard anyone else out there say this in this terms. So for now, I'm going to take credit for it. But this is a service currency, right? Because the base of it is the value of people like myself who have, you know, the mining rig, quote unquote. Again, the metaphor, this need for tangibility. Really, what this mining rig is doing is not mining. This is actually performing a service. This is performing the same service as a notary.
And it's creating the network, enabling people to send transactions.
Yeah, and so imagine how would we do this without technology, right? Imagine an open market, and you've got a bunch of people who can gather into a room, and the reason they gather into that room is to witness a high value contract, right? That's what's taking place. Is you've got all of these computers that are able to go into essentially to look at a single contract, and there's a sort of a consensus that is formed. And of course, it's, you know, around this public ledger. What's very cool about that is you can have those merchants that walk into that room to make a contract. They could be making a huge business deal. And what's the magic of the service currencies that are cryptocurrencies is that you could verify that person A and person B transacted. And you could always, if person A and person B were brought into, say, a courtroom, you could re-verify, hey, yes, that's person A. And yes, that's person B. And yes, person A promised this to person B. And
yeah, I mean, because the cryptocurrencies have that ledger. I mean, that's like the beauty of it is the ledger. Yeah.
And the magic is that you could verify this and re-verify it without ever knowing who they really are. It's like they get this mask on them when they come into the room, and they can never come into that same room because the room puts on the mask, right? So if you take the technology away from it, the concept of it is very much a service. And that separates it from all currencies that have ever existed in that it doesn't. We could create infinite kinds of these, but really the value of it is the service. So if there's no point in transacting, then there is no value there. And so
I think that's
all sorts of use.
Sure, I think that's right. I think that's a pretty interesting perspective to put on it. I mean, you know, some people have said that if there is an intrinsic value, it is the network. Mm-hmm. You know, if there is, but I mean, you know, we can get into definitions.
Yeah, I mean, and it's important to point out that Bitcoin miners who contribute to the security and the hashing power of the network and basically process transactions for the Bitcoin network, they do get rewarded for doing that. They're not doing it out of the kindness of their hearts and burning up their computers for no reason or buying specialized equipment.
I'm doing it right now. I mean, I've made a good penny. I wish I could have put more in it at the beginning.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, I have a question. How long have you been mining Bitcoin?
I've had this machine active since November. I've been actively interested in the concept since March, April, and known about it for a few more years. So.
Cool.
You know, since November, I've learned a ton.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And that's cool that you've been able to be basically a piece of history, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, sorry, man.
You've been doxed.
Yeah.
The producers have to watch out for that. I'm not a speculator in this industry by any means. I don't wish to be. I'm glad for Mt. Gox. It killed some speculators. Yes, it ruined some people's families. I mean, I'm sorry to hear that for the people who were on the fringe, but frankly, you had no business doing that if that was the risk. So for those few, sorry.
So you're not asking for regulation, huh?
Far from it. I mean, I think this needs to be seen as a very good thing. Yes, it's, you know, there are the tragedies on the fringe. By and large, it's folks like myself who lost, you know, something that will very easily be made up, and I don't mind, right? Keep growing tulips if you like growing them.
Well, I mean, it, you know, the beauty that comes out of what happened to Gox is that, you know, Bitcoin has moved on, and the value has moved on.
It's like, yeah, it, you need to let be able to let death and destruction happen in order to keep an industry safe. You know, it's almost like if you have a gangrenous toe or something, you need to kind of cut it off and not just let it fester, or else it'll infect the whole industry.
Come on, you could have gone with the kid, you know, riding the bike analogy. I mean,
what's that one? I don't know that one.
I mean, let the kid fall off the bike. You know, you had to go with the gang.
Oh. right.
Right.
Yeah. Did you have another topic you wanted, William, you wanted to talk about?
I've got a whole ton, but I'll let you guys. Sounds like there's a whole bunch of other callers. So okay. It was a pleasure speaking with you guys tonight. I'll look forward to the next time.
Fantastic. You too, William. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you for your thoughts and for your service.
Because
these miners are changing the world.
Yes.
They are building the new world in a very literal sense. My hat, and I do have a Bitcoin hat on right now, actually, my hat goes off to all the Bitcoin miners, to anyone that is, you know, building the network for cryptocurrencies, not just Bitcoin. You know, I mean, Bitcoin is kind of the, you know, it's the order of the day, but it's important. We had a caller earlier who talked about Ethereum, BitShares, you know, and I could talk about Litecoin, Nextcoin. You know, there's quite a few out there that have genuine value as far as the kind of value that William was talking about, mm-hmm. where there's a network that's there, there's new systems that allow for new abilities, new technologies, money is changing. In fact, I mean, I think just these cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin being the first one, is showing just whole new ways in which economies can work. I mean, yes, there's the laws of economics, but I think we're seeing some really, really interesting things coming out of this, where who knows what the future is going to hold. But I am so thankful for anyone that takes part in that.
They don't really need you to thank them, because they do get rewarded for it, right? It's part of mining. You get bitcoins from mining, and those are called a block reward, because it's an incentive to jump into mining and creating the Bitcoin network and verifying all the transactions that go across it.
Yeah, and it's tremendous. So your energy is well spent, I assure. Anyway, Free Talk Live, you can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line, Free Talk Live.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered word longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.